The UK Report.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. I talked about this yesterday with Paul Kelly Passchendaele and tributes led by Prince Charles. Awful stuff 100 years ago. Adam.
Yeah, it's been, full on 24 hours or more, really, of these tributes and commemorations and so forth. And quite right, too, because, of course, Passchendaele was a battle that lasted 14 weeks in utter hell in relentless rain and a mud bath and a bloodbath. And Prince Charles, as you say, led the main British tribute at the Tynecock Commonwealth Cemetery, where 12,000 people are buried. And it's amazing how many descendants made a kind of pilgrimage as well in honour of fathers and grandfathers, including the former England rugby player Lewis Moody, who went to pay tribute to his great uncle and admits that he broke down in tears when he got to the site of where his great uncle was last alive. All sorts of stuff. And it is a lest we forget, isn't it? And
one
of the really important anniversaries of the First World War.
Well, yes. I mean, the enormity of the tragedy is difficult to get your head around. I mean, it's just impossible.
Sure.
People just can't comprehend any of this sort of stuff today, can you, in modern terms? When you look at the death toll in Passchendaele and these people, we're talking about 475,000.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just to say 500,000 men, killed, wounded or went missing and so forth. And also this main cemetery where a lot of things have been focused, Tynecott, I've been there, and essentially it's a nice little garden with a lot of great...
Oh, lovely place now.
In the middle of a load of fields. It's
Quite
bizarre in all sorts of ways.
Oh, yeah, there's maize and grain and everything around graveyards, but just for Australians, Passchendaele, 38,000 Australians lost their lives. It's terrible stuff. Now, open immigration...
Yeah, the Prime Minister basically got stuck into this because newspapers have been having some fun and games over a supposed cabinet rift about what will happen with that crucial freedom of movement thing that's part of the whole European Union once Britain leaves the European Union. Will it end? Will it be extended? And the Chancellor said one thing and then thought another, and so did the International Development Secretary, and so forth and so forth. And the Prime Minister basically waited and said, hang on a moment, when Brexit occurs, that will be the end of freedom of movement.
Good honour.
But today, Alan, a different kind of freedom of movement, a report that tells us illegal immigrants are now arriving in the UK via small planes landing in secluded airfields.
Yeah, no doubt about that. There's a stack of them. That happens here. No doubt about that. You can't monitor everything. That is a very,
That's
very good point. Secluded, secret. You can't see them. They're out there everywhere. We built all these things after the war, and now the security at them is nil. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.